From JMIS this Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Let's come to the Dow Jones in just a couple of moments. Facebook, what have we got on Facebook? How much money have they lost? Where are they at? What's the update?
Look, Mike, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. I've come back from 4 days off and I've got a sea of red in front of me with the Dow. But yeah, look, Facebook, I was talking about this, looking at this over the weekend. Facebook's part of that much talked about those FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. And the share price rise of these stocks has been a pretty material factor in the success of the broader share market, particularly through 2017. But yeah, look, as we know, the F in the FANG is in a bit of bother due to that data mining scandal involving Cambridge Analytics. And what we're actually looking at, we're looking at a share price, Facebook share price has fallen from just over $185 to a low of $152 last week. I'll call that an 18% fall. It did bounce back towards the end of last week, but under pressure again this morning. Now, Mike, the thing here is there's been a lot of concern, or investor concern, that negativity over Facebook would spill over into the other FANGs. And so what's now happened over the weekend is that Mr. Trump has reignited his long-running campaign of criticism of Amazon and Jeff Bezos. And it came on Twitter, so no surprises there, really, with a tweet calling out Amazon yet again for paying little or no state taxes to local governments, for abusing the U.S. Postal Service, and for putting many thousands of retailers out of business. Now, look, there are a fair number of holes in Trump's position, although there are enough facts, I suppose, floating around for him to be able to put that tweet out. But look, we all know the retail sector in rural areas in the U.S. was under pressure from Walmart before Amazon came along. Trump's also worried about Bezos owning the Washington Post, Mike, because he thinks Bezos is using it as a lobbyist. But yeah, now let's get on to what's happening on share markets, because as you said, they're not looking that flash this morning, are they?
No, indeed not. Now, talk to me about the building consents. It's all about the multi-unit. It's all about the apartment, the way of the future. And we are swinging hammers.
Yeah, so it does seem like quite a while since the last business day that we had, wasn't it? Because it was last Thursday. A couple of pretty relevant pieces of data. Statistics New Zealand released building consent data. Headlining those numbers, Mike, was building consents for new townhouses, flats and units. They are at a 23-year high for the year ending February 2018. So we've seen a very consistent and quite striking lift in these multi-unit dwelling consents since 2012. Mike, back in 2012, only 944 multi-units were consented. In the 12 months to the end of February, that number now sits at 5,077. So there's been a fundamental shift over the last 6 years in what's being consented. So, and it's not really an unexpected response, is it, Mike, to rising sort of land scarcity and cost. The flip side of that is that standalone houses are down 1.3%, but they still account for 2/3 of all new homes consented. Lots going on in the multi-units and apartments, etc.
What about the jobs?
Yeah, employment confidence. Westpac McDermott Miller is up at 115.9. That's the index. The highest level the index has been at since 2008. So present conditions higher as well. So people are loving what's going on there. However, you've got this very robust employment environment, but the current and expected job opportunities numbers are declining. So that's a little bit at odds with the unemployment figures. We're not quite sure what's happening there. In other words, there's plenty of work, those people in work are feeling good about being in work, but those people that are out of work are feeling a little bit nervous about job opportunities. So those two numbers a little bit at odds with each other. So we'll just have to see how that pans out over the rest of this year.
We shall keep an eye on it. Righto, work me through the numbers.
Yeah, so look, just a couple of minutes on this. The Dow Jones down 648 points. And what was happening was, you know, I was talking about Amazon earlier on, and that nervousness in the tech sector has spilled over into the broader Dow. So the NASDAQ a lot lower, and it's leading all the other stocks. There's quite a lot of weakness across the other. So sea of red, because the US guys are trading. Dow Jones, 23,452, down 650 or 2.7%. S&P 500, 2554. That is now down 3.2%. So a lot of weakness there. NASDAQ down 3.5% now. 6854 was the last I saw that. FTSE 100. Now, these other markets didn't trade over the weekend, Mike. FTSE 100, 7056. They were up 11 last Thursday. Nikkei, 21388 down 65. Shanghai Composite 3163 down 6. The last trade on the Australian market, the ASX 200, 5759, they were down 30. And on our last trading session, we were down 69 on the NZX 50, 831 now, or 0.8%. One New Zealand dollar this morning against the US will buy you 0.7217, 0.9427 Aussie, 0.5866 euro, 0.5139 pounds, 76.26 yen. Gold is trading at $1,344. Brent crude, $67.87.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. See you Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher at JMIS. You get hold of him and the gang at jmis.co.nz.